animals that have split hooves. Kol pasuk vav perik yidal pasuk vav v'chol beim every animal asher b'mafreses parasus split hooves v'shoisas shesa shtei perosos and malas gera b'behema oisot v'chel. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk vav mafreses seduka kitargum. The word mafreses means split. Parasa, what's parasa Rashi? Pal anto. What, I don't know what that word means. Parasa means a hoof, I guess. Vishaisas. Chaluka b'shtei tzipornayim. It is split in two nails. Sheyesh seduka ve'ena chaluka b'tzipornayim. V'hitameya. So Rashi here says over here is that you can have a split hoof. You can have animals that have split hooves, but the split does not go all the way into the nail. Okay, I really need some pictures to see this, to illustrate this. We don't have any pictures. Basically, there are animals whose hooves are not split at all. Then there are animals whose hooves are split, but it's not a complete split. And then there are animals that the hoof is split completely. Three different categories of animals. Not split, split but incomplete, and then a complete split. So the pasuk here says, V'chol beim mafreses parsa. It has the parasa split. And then when it says Vishoisahas Shesa Shtei Pirosois, it means it's completely split. Not just partially split, but completely split. Now let me ask you a question. So why can Torah just say V'chol Beimo Shoisahas Shesa Shtei Pirosois? If you would just say the second part of the parasa, the animal is Shoisahas Shesa Shtei Pirosois, doesn't that automatically include the fact that it's mafreses parsa? I don't know the answer. I'm learning with you this together. If you tell me over here, I imagine that is a split hoof, and then you say over here that has to be completely split. So just say that it's completely split. If the nail is split, automatically it means that the hoof is split. I'm just talking terms over here. Unless you're going to say, is that it's possible for an animal to have the nail split, the tziparnayim split, but not the actual bone, not the actual hoof. Maybe there is such a thing. And the pasuk that comes over here is that you have to have two conditions, and these two conditions are really independent. You can theoretically have one without the other. You can have one without the other. Mayor, I'm over here in the kitchen over here. I'm looking at over here at the warmer. And the warmer over here, I don't know which one is Celsius and which one is Fahrenheit, but I think the Fahrenheit on the oven only goes to 220 degrees, like what you said. Mayor, are you there?
Mayor? Yeah, I'm here.
I think you're right. I'm over here looking at it right now at this warmer. I'll take a picture for you. And it shows that, sorry, Celsius. Celsius only goes, you look at the picture. Fahrenheit goes to 220. So you're right, it doesn't go all that high. Okay, Mr. Glad.
I know it's got to be that way, because if you keep something at 200 degrees for 12 hours, it dries it out. It's impossible. You can't eat it.
Right, for Shabbos.
It becomes burnt. Look what happens to kugel. They don't cook the cocoa, they keep it too warm, to warm it up. You can't warm it up that way.
Exactly.
Smoking, when you smoke something, you smoke it at, let's say, 120 degrees. You put some chemical, and to give it the smoky taste or whatever, or a spicy taste, and the low smoke at a long time, it cooks it. I mean, chowin, if you cook chowin in a crock pot, you don't keep it high, you keep it low, because the long period of time cooks it. Obviously, you're not a cook.
Nope, I'm not. I'm not. Okay, let's go further.
Ask your sister a question.
Okay, I got distracted over here. One second over here. Let's get back into business over here. Okay, back into business. Okay. Okay, good. Excellent. Okay, good. I gotta ask her about that. Okay, I'm sure she'll... What are you thinking? Over here, the hooves.
You'll be excited. Ask if she wants to wants to give a shiur to the kailu.
Yeah, you wish, you wish. Okay. Vishasas chaluka v'shteit tziporneim, sheish seduka ve'ina chaluka b'tziporneim v'itimeya. Babehema mashma masha nimsa babehema echol mikan omru shehashalil nidar b'shkitas imo. This halacha, anayadin babehema, teaching a halacha that a ben v'kua, if you find inside, you do a maisa shkita, and you find inside the belly of the animal a shalil, the shalil is mutter without shkita. The shkita on the mother includes the shkita on the creature inside, so the baby inside does not need an act of shkita. Okay, that is called the ben pakua, the child of a pakua. When you open up the mother and you find the mother a baby, so the baby automatically is permitted, even if it's alive. Now you can't eat it while it's alive, but does it not need shkita? Does not need to be slaughtered. It can be killed in any way whatsoever. And automatically, it's kosher. And also, you don't need to do a bedika. You don't need to do bedikas pnim, it seems. Like, I'm not exactly sure about all that, all the details, but that's what we learned from the word of Ba Behema. Okay, so let's read the Rashi one more time. Well, this part of it is Megala, a lot of you saw this. It's Megala, there are three different types of animals. They have an animal that the schuvs are not split. They have split. And then there's another category of split where it's split completely, including what's called here the tziporneim, which we really need to go to a zoo and really look at animals to get more of a flavor to understand what this means. And then we learn over here the door Baba Hema, that if you do a shkita on the mother, automatically the child inside is included. We read Rashi again, so it says with Mafreses, Seduka Ketagumai Parsa. Parsa over here, I don't know what this word over here refers over here to, I guess, to a hoof, Vishresas. The word Vishresas means Chaluka B'shtei Tziporneim, two nails. Sheyesh Seduka, there are animals that have a split. Ve'ena Chaluka B'tziporneim, Ve'hi Temeya, Babehema. When it says Babemash, Mamash, Nimsa Babehema Echol, Mikan Amru Shehashalil Nitar, the baby is nita b'shchitas imoy, with the shchita of the mother. Okay, now let's see what it says here in the Targum. Targum Pasuk Vav says, "V'chol bi every animal this dika pir par sisa umat lufon tilfin tartain par sosa." So what does it mean, mat lufon? I guess it means the nails are split into two different hooves. Maska. So we didn't explain over here. Rashi didn't explain this. Ma'alas gera. What's ma'alas gera? It's maska brings up pishra. What's pishra? Pishra means waste. Isn't that what it normally means in Aramaic? Waste. So it regurgitates its cud. What is the word cud? Cud means the food that it chews food, and it turns into mush. It goes into the stomach, and then basically it vomits. It vomits out. It pushes the food in its stomach back out into its throat, and it goes into the back of its mouth, and it chews it again for more pleasure. So that's called malas. So therefore, it's malas. It brings back. It swallows. It goes down the throat into stomach number one. And then it sends a signal to send it from stomach number one back into the back of the mouth for more chewing. Babehema. Okay, so maska pishra bivira, an animal yosa teichlun. This is what you may eat. Now let's see what it says over here in the. You don't have this, so I'm going to read very quickly and scan it and see if we have any chidushim come out from this. It seems like there's a lot of material over here. Okay, so it says over here. This dika, it's split. Sheseduka, the kavanas loshon chaluka. Ein hamilu mafreses nigzeres miloshon parasa. The word mafreses from the word parasa. Okay, let's see over here. Mafreses. K'mosh hamila ma'almim miloshon alumim. Ela mafreses loshon siduk. Aval yesh siduk shein oiver mitzad l'tzad. Ulefichach, therefore, Hayaposik Tzach Lhoisif Vishasa Shasa Hashasua Hashasua. Well, these are my phrases who Mishurish Paras Loshan Chaticha cut. Kmo Purusas Lachem, Lotigim the Mas the Kloshan mafresas ela ki ilu ksiv mufresas. Ve'ein zeh shinu loshan mikro, she'ein mafresas loshan hifil, ela matzeva tivi shal behima marbe raglayim. Yish matzliach. Parsa shalo, hi ki kafra regal shadrucho boi alaretz. Okay, so we're saying over here, over the commentary over here, he's not really discussing the Targum. What he's saying over here is, this is very misleading. It's very, over here you have the word mafreses parsa. Now both of these words, mafreses and parsa, have three of the same letters in the same order. Pei, reish, samach. Mafreses and parsa, pei, reish, samach. Okay, so you have two words, and both words have the same three letters. So what would you assume? You would assume that it's you're repeating the word twice, and it's like an expression. What would the expression even mean? I don't even know what it would mean. But over here he's coming along and he's explaining from the Targum that it's true. It's interesting. They have the same shirish. But these two words have nothing in common. Nothing in common. The second word, parsa, it means body part. It means the foot of the animal, the hoof. The word mafreses, even though there's a pei, reish, and a samach in the middle, it has no relationship to the word parsa. The word mafreses means a crack, means a split. It happens to be that it's poetic. The pasuk over here, it's poetry. There's a lashon noifel al halashon, but these two words have nothing in common. And how do you know they have nothing in common? Because in the next part of the pasuk, it says vishaisas shesa shtei firosois. So again, you have the word pei reish samach. That word in the second part of the pasuk is the same as the word parsa in the first part of the pasuk. It is describing the body part, the foot of the animal. We first say the word mafreses, which just means that it's split. And then when it says shoysaha shesa, there, indeed, the word there is the same word. There is, you're doubling the word twice, as the Targum says, umit lefon tilfin. See, when the Targum translates the word v'shesa shesa, he used the same exact word twice. The word of mat lefon tilfin. But when the Targum translates the word mafreses parsa, he doesn't use the same word twice. He uses the word seduka for the word mafreses, and he used the word parsesa for the word parsa. So that's really what he's saying over here, and he's been diagnosed. It's split into two parts, and it's completely split. Okay, the next part of writes over here is umitalfon tilfin shibudelus milamalu lamata b'shnitzi parnaim. Okay, so achim shabil umitalfon tilfin in washim tulafim hamuskan b'gemara perish hashem shurat lamata atzi parnaim amachasim esrei lohima migavonis unkelus.
Hatsiporin hakosha. I will give a shin uncleus and loshan cos, we take the loshan rabbi, mashmasha sedek, oive a parsa at sheniet stay process. There was a dolphin whose hargumako a cavanishal shasha shasa amilum. Shazos are shabs of uncleus, we were shining. Shabhim and the tears of Hilbus Lushes, you want him. Malasker, mafres parsa. Vishasa shasa. Shibalas parsa, mafris parsa, chasidic over parsa, she knows she parsis, she cost over the shalom taking the first verse of the verse of the dress. So, what's happening in Lapach?
All right, I don't know. You're saying over here some fancy stuff over here in the ungulus. It seems like there's another opinion. There are three simonim. We have been taught our whole life that an animal has two kosher simonim. Number one, it has a hoof. Number one, that's split hoofs. Number two, it regurgitates its cud. That's it. Now, when we describe the fact that it has split hoofs, the Torah elaborates and tells us the hoof is split completely, thoroughly split. So the whole first part, v'chobim mafres parsa v'shesash shtei perosais, it's one simon. He cites over here a sheet, I've never heard this before, that a kosher animal has three simonim. Number one, it's mafreses parsa, period. Number two, it's shesash shesa shtei perosais. And number three, it's malaskeira. Now what's the difference between Mafreses parsa and shesash shesa shtei perosais? So he writes over here, let me read over here. Das unkelis kirushoinim hasoivim shabehemo niteres leachila b'shloisha simonim. Number one, it's malaskeira, that means, okay, mafres parsa, what does that mean? Shehi balas parsa. The loy kirushoinim is a balas parsa. Number three, shesash shesa shasedek oiver. The crack is oiver. Oivei haparsa, the thickness of the hoof. Acheniye shtei perosais. Elashay kosho ben yishai lamotek mufars. I don't understand what he's saying over here. I don't get it. I don't know, but obviously it seems over here that Rashi is trying to say over here in the commentary is that it could very well be there's a disagreement between Rashi and Unkelus. That's always what we try to do, to make a disagreement between the two. Rashi goes out of his way to say that Parsa Vishraisas Chaluka B'shtei Tzipornayim Sheyesh Suduka Ve'enu Chaluka B'tzipornayim V'itameya. Rashi seems to be saying over here is that when it says Vishraisas Shesa Shtei Perosais, it is defining the mafreses parsa. Whereas according to Unkelus, it's not necessarily the case. According to Unkelus, there are three completely different things. There is, number one, this dika parsisa as a crack, umitalfon tilfin, tarte, I don't know, there's something over here going on. There's something over here that's very difficult here, which I really don't know. And we need to really delve into this and find some books that can explain to us. But we at least get an appreciation by learning this, at least get appreciation over here, that it's a very difficult pasuk. Okay, it's a very difficult pasuk. A parsa means a hoof. Mafreses does not mean a hoof, it means there's a crack. Shesas, shesa. Two words which mean it's a thorough crack. It's not just a bikua. It's not just a sitka, sedek, but it's a bikua. A sitka, a sitka means there's like a sedek, there's a crack. But the word shesas, shesa means it's not just a crack, it's a complete thorough separation. Are we describing the same thing? Are we describing the same part? Maybe there are three different conditions over here. Which one has nothing to do with the other. I don't know. It's a little bit vague. And we just like to learn simply is that it's coming to tell us exactly how deep the crack goes. All right, the next part is malaskeira, which means in Targum, it means Rashi is silent on the term it's malaskeira. It brings up the cud. What is geira? Geira is the cud. It's malas. It brings up. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi, so the Targum over here says it means pishra. Pishra no means waste. Ma lo oichel shenivsha, because Rashi shal yidei ha-geira, through the geira, ha oichel nivsha v'nimoyach. What does geira mean? Ayidei ha-geira, ha oichel nivsha v'nimoyach.
kein Tirgim, aber wir haben ein Schemisch von dem Moss, und von Schar melz, und auch Jesu Farrestech, als er auch jetzt auch ich komme in der Betten, und bei Emsach und Ikul, kein Nikra Pescher, Miloschen Pescher, eine Roy Lachi, lewele Nisake Legamri. So, what is the Gera? What is the Gera? Is the Gera, here's the question, is the Gera the waste, the food? Or is the Gera the stomach? Is it the name of the first deposit? Animal has four stomachs. The animal chews the food, swallows it, it goes into the stomach, the first of the four stomachs. As long as the food is still in the first stomach, the animal has the ability, when it wants, to bring the food back. Get back here. Come back to my teeth, to my jaw. I want to chew you again. The question now is, when it says the word geira, it's ma'alas, it brings up geira. What is the precise definition of the word geira? Is geira the name of the food that has been chewed, that's no longer edible, but it's still not yet completely processed? Or is geira the name of the stomach? And the stomach, when it's given instructions from the brain of the animal, it returns it to chew. That is over here what he seems to be presenting over here. Now, what is from the Targum? The Targum it's mashma, maska pishra. From the Targum it's mashma, that the geira is the name of the food. The food that has been partially processed is called geira. That is what appears from the Targum. That's what he seems to be saying over here. But the first interpretation he says, "Sha'al yidei ha-geira," which is the stomach, "Ha'oichal nifsha v'nimayach." The food is decomposed. V'chein tergum v'cham Hashem shlamos, v'fashar v'oy yishvar yishkidech sha'achoyitz ha'oichal min ha-beten, v'biyam tza'ikol l'chein nikar peshar, miloshen pishra, ein eroy l'achil, okay, two different choices of what it means. Okay, that concludes this pasuk. Learned a lot of things during this pasuk. Pasuk Zion. Ach ezeh lo yisoichlu me'al ha-geira, the following you may not eat. Lo yisoichlu mima'alei ha-geira u'mima'afrisei ha-parasa ha-shesur. The following things you may not eat from those animals that chew their cud u'mima'afrisei ha-parasa ha-shesur. Now what's going on over here? Let's see, es ha-gomol, the camel, v'yesvar neves, the rabbit, v'yes ha-shofon. What's the shofon? I don't know what this is. Why? Ki male gera hema. Although they do regurgitate their cud, but still ufar solo hifrisu. To name him lochem. Okay, so we hear. Okay, let's do the next pasuk. Pasuk ches v'yes ha-chazir. Ki mafris parasuhu. But v'loy gera. Tomei ulochem. Mi b'yisrem lo yisachelu. Uvenev losim lo sigohu. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, pasuk ditu, so pasuk zayin, pasuk ches, pasuk zayin says, Hashesua. So Rashi over here makes a drasha. It says the word Hashesua in the middle of the pasuk to teach you that a drasha that is a special creature called a Shesua. Special creature. Okay, special creature. If you ever notice, it hangs out with the mayor. In his backyard, he has one of them. And what is the Shesua? It has two spinal columns. Rashi Hashesua Buriya hi sheyeshlo shnei gabin, two backs, ushnei shidra ois, two spinal columns. Amar Rabbeinu lama nishnu bebehema. Why do we repeat the laws of behema? Mibnei Hashesua uveoyfais mibnei horoa shlo nemru b'taras kohanim. Why is the parish of kosher animals repeated in Chumash Devarim? Why is the parasha of the kosher birds, non-kosher birds, repeated in Chumash Devarim? Because there is an addition that appears here that does not appear back in those Sarvarim. And what is the addition that we are referring to? We are referring to the Shesua and the Ro'ah. The Shesua is the name of an animal, which has two spinal columns, and the Ro'ah is the name of a bird that it does not appear in the other parashas. So why taka not? Why only do we only mention over here in the Devarim? I don't know. That's what it says. And Pasuk Ches of Yin Rashi says, Rabbi say the parashu, beregel, on Yom Tov. Sha'adam chayev letar es atzma beregel yachol yiyu muzwadim b'chol hashana. Tamaloymar emor el hakoyhanim umatu masames chamura. Koyhanim musadim bein Yisrael musadim tumas nevel kal lekol shekein. When it says over here in the pasuk that a Jew should not touch its carcass, why not? Why not? Why can't you touch a nevela? Who says he can't touch a nevela? Well, the pasuk says he can't. So maybe teaching over here is that a Yisrael over here. This parasha is not discussing only Kohanim; it's discussing Yisraelim. So why can't you go and touch it? Why can't you touch a nevela? So the answer is you can. This pasuk is describing specifically on the Shalosh Regalim, to teach you Chayiv Adam L'Taher Beregel. So it comes out that this pasuk, according to Rashi, the fact that it says Uvnevlasam Lo Sigahu, this whole parasha here is discussing the Shalosh Regalim. And it says, do not touch during the Shalosh Regalim, the nevela of these animals, because they're tamei. And we mentioned over here also the Shesua, it's the name of a special creature. So this is what Rashi over here is teaching us over here. I'll read the Rashi one more time over here. Ha Shesua Briyahi Sheyesh La Shnei Gamim V'Shnei Shedru Ais Amar V'Sein Ad Laman Dishnu B'Behemos B'Nei Shesua V'Oif V'Sein Ad Ra'ah Shadnem B'Bitar Eskoyhanim U'V'Nev L'Sim L'Sigo Rabbi Sein Perishu B'Regel Sha'adam chayv letaris atzim regel yachol yu musanim kol hashon tam lemar emor el ha-kayhanim, that the kayhanim have to be tahar. Now, v'matu musameis chamur kayhanim musa, only kayhanim are nizhar in tumas meis, because they need to do the avoida. So they need to do the avoida, then now they become tamei. So, and kayhanim are only a muzer not to come in contact with a dead human being. But a Kohen is allowed to come in contact with a nevela, because he can go to mikvah right away in Bitar the following night. So if it comes to a Kohen, there's no prohibition to come in contact with a nevela. Certainly a Yisrael, there should be no prohibition. So why then does the Pasuk say that a Yisrael should not come in contact with a nevela? Because we're not discussing the whole year round, we're discussing specifically Yom Tov, the Shalosh Regalim, when you need to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bring Karban Ria. Chayiv Adam Latar Atzmai Boregel. Okay, now let's see the Targum. Targum will be the least two psukim. Targum will be a pasuk zayin. Bram bot. Bram. Yos dein lo seichlun. The following you should not eat. Mimaske pishra. From those animals that mimaske pishra. Umis dike par sisa. From the animals that have split hoofs. Umis dike par so, the malaskera, umis dike par so, mitalfe tilfaya, yos gamlo, the camel, the yos arneva, the rabbit, the yos tavza, I don't know what that is, the shofan, are maske pisha, inun, although they go in the malaskera, yet upar sashoin lo sidika. Misoavin inun, they are tamei luchoin. V'yos chazira, are because siddik par sisa, although it has split hooves, who, but v'loy poshar, misloy poshar. It does not produce poshar, it does not produce the gera. Therefore, misoavu luchoin, mibisrohoin, from the meat loy seichlun, uvin vilashoin, lo tak revun, do not. Their nevel do not touch. Okay, what does the commentator over here say? The commentator over here, Pasuk Zayin, says, "Mitalfe talfa ki ilu losh nakosav hashesuah shesaasa shesa." V'loy tegem kirashi shehivi mechazal shesuah hi beriyah b'fnei atzma. V'loy k'seves shesuah v'yasagamol. V'loy k'seves v'yasagamol. V'gam mitamei mikra mashon demilah shesuah b'nimshach l'maimer hakodem. Okay, so first of all, over here, there is a fundamental disagreement between the Targum and Unkelus.
Okay, he's showing over here very brilliantly, very importantly, there is a major machlekes in the entire Nungalus as to how to treat this pasuk. Pasuk is Achzeh lo toichlu, do not eat the following, Mimalei hagera u'mimafrisei haparsa hashesua. According to Rashi, the word hashesua, that's what Rashi says, is not the same, the word shesa shesa in the previous pasuk. In the previous pasuk there, it refers to the nail. The nail is completely split. In this pasuk, we're not discussing the nails. We're discussing an animal you're not allowed to eat, a bria. Now, according to Rashi, I think what it would do, it would. It's very difficult. What I don't understand over here in this pasuk is the following: loy soichlu, do not eat, mi maalei hagera, umi mafrisei haparsa. And then it goes on to give three examples: the gomel, arneves, and the shofan. And it tells you that these three animals are malegera, but they don't have split hoofs. But the beginning of the pasuk says that they do have split hoofs. The pasuk is very hard to translate. The pasuk says, the following things don't eat. The following things from the category of those creatures that have split hoofs and malaskera don't eat. What are they? The camel, the shofan, and the chazir. Well, excuse me. Just the opposite. Those animals don't have both simonim. It's something over here is not right. So according to Rashi, what it seems Rashi is saying, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi's saying is there's one exception. There is an animal that has split hooves and is malaskera. There's one exception. And you know what that exception is? The shesua. There is a creature in the world called the shesua. No one knows what this is. Maybe they do. Maybe Salifkin knows what it is. Rabbi Salifkin knows what it is. But if you read the pasuk at face value, it sounds like that there's a creature. It is called shesua. And this creature has split hoofs and has an ismalaskera. So you would make a mistake and think that you can eat it. No, 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 no. This is the exception. Ach, ezeloi soichlu, do not eat this animal that mima'ale hagera umi mafrise haparsa. Mafrise haparsa. Hashesua. Don't eat that animal. Then what else? And by the way, the gomel, the arneves, the shofan, don't eat them either, because they are malegera and they don't have split hoofs. According to the Tar Unkelis, he doesn't say that the word shesua is a creature. Unkelis disagrees with Rashi. Unkelis says the word hashesua is the same hashesua of the previous pasuk, which means that it's completely split. Completely split. Now, there's a problem though, according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, where is the definition of it being completely split? I'm very confused here, because in Pasuk Vav, we really listed three conditions. Split hooves, number one. Number two, complete through the nail. And number three, malaskera. And then Pasuk Zion says, oh, by the way, let me tell you something. There's a creature who has condition one and condition three. I'm not telling you if it has or doesn't have condition number two. I'm not going to discuss that. But you should know that this creature that has one and three, don't eat. It's called a hashesua. Don't eat it. Wait a minute. If this animal does not have condition number two, I anyway couldn't eat it. If in Pasuk Vav, the Pasuk Vav told us, three conditions must be met in order to eat an animal. Number one, number two, number three. Now let's discuss a creature called shesua. It's the name of a creature. It has condition number one and it has condition number three. And I'm not going to tell you, it's a big secret, if it has condition number two. Don't eat it. Don't eat it. Wait a minute. If it doesn't have condition number two, then I anyway can't eat it.
You don't need to tell me. And if it does have condition number two, so why don't you tell me that it has it? The same way you told me that it has number one and number three, so why don't you, for the same money, tell me that it has condition number two? And even though it has A, B, C, 1, 2, and 3, still don't need it. Right? Something over here is not right. According to Onkelos, the word Shesu is not the name of a creature. It's the name, it is the condition number 2. So we're saying now, from the following creatures who do have 1, 2, and 3, don't need the Chazir, the Gomel, the Shofan, the Arneves. Wait a minute. But those creatures don't have both, all of the Simon. They only have one of the Simon, not the other two Simonim. So it's not necessary, so the grammar is not correct. I never understood this. But that's what he's saying of it. But at least we're getting a little appreciation of what's going on over here. And then he goes to Tav Zah. Ulai Nikra Kachal Shem Shetivu Likpoitz. This is called the Shafan. The Arneves, the rabbit. The rabbit over here is called, in Targum, it's called the Arneva is the rabbit, and the Tavzon is called the Shafan. Why is it called Tavza? Ulai Nikra, Al Shem Shetiva Likpoitz, to jump. Okay, and the word Tavzu means to jump. Al Bigger Nikra Shafan, Al Shem Shagari, Meshafet, Tamil Azrael, Al Yodav, Shakol Tunuosa, Biyodav. Biyodo Levad. Okay, it has front wheel drive. Sholosh Shiesh Abba Mekomez Berayisutu Emehem Besoifam Besoifam Vehim Loshen Rabim Veze Echon Nehem. What's this? What is saying over here? He's saying over here Hashafon. What? What's saying over here? The S Hashafon. Let me see what he's saying over here. He's saying over here. That's going on the next word. The next word is Ufarsat Tineim Heim Lochem. Which word is it going on over here? Maske Are Maske Pishra Inun Are because. Which pasuk is this? Maske pasuk Zayin. If we said to name him Lochem. No, that's this. Yos Arei Vios Tavzo, the Shofan, Ki Maale Geira Hema. Maale Geira Hema. There are four words. What are the four words? Ma'ale, Beloshen Rabim, Ma'ale, oh, the word Ma'ale. Ma'ale. Alom, Ma'ale, Beloshen Rabim. I am Rashai Shesh, I will become as we rise to Shukzum im Hei Besoifam. Vehem Loshen Rabim. Vize Echod Nehem. Beloshen Rabim. Ma'ale, Gera Hema. I think what he's asking of you is to say ma'alas. Ma'alas is plural. And the word ma'alay appears through the rules of grammar to be singular. So he's saying indeed there are four exceptions in the whole Torah where there's a word that is written in the singular and it means the plural. And this is one of them, the word ma'alay. All right, it's very confusing. Thank you for listening. I hope I confused you more. That way at least we can have some depth of appreciation. Thank you for coming very much. Have a wonderful evening. Big Yashar Koyach for learning with me.